a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
12.6 million people can't be wrong. Humans of New York is an amazing Instagram page, social media slash book slash, you know, thing that is done. It's a being unto itself.
If I'm not there.
No, come on.
Start without me.
So basically, Brandon Stanton, he started this. And if you haven't seen Humans of New York before on Insta, I invite you to go and check it out. Because basically they take, you know, great photos of just people walking around New York.
Yep.
And then they ask them maybe a story, and maybe they do like a 10-post expose on their life maybe. Or maybe it's just one photo and one little snippet of their life. Like they do it quite differently depending on the person, depending on the story. And some of these stories are absolutely amazing. A lot of them are inspiring. A lot of them are horrific. A lot of them are loving. Like you get to see humanity at its best.
It's the melting pot, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Hold up the mirror.
And you know I love New York, right?
Yeah, you went there, didn't you?
I did. And I haven't spoken about it for a while. I really need to start interjecting that into conversation.
Yeah, well, it's important that people know that you've travelled overseas. You've done all right for yourself.
There's a story that came out yesterday. It's a photo of two people very much in love. They're leaning up against one of the famous New York City buildings. You know, it could be any building. It's a brick building. There's a lot of buildings in New York City. They're, the guy is wearing, you know, some cool gear, just a T-shirt, a cool hat, some sunnies, and he's hugging his girlfriend that is leaning into him, right? She's leaning in. He's on the wall, leaning back on the wall. She is leaning into him with her leg up as in like, ah, we're so in love.
Okay, cool.
Ah, and she's hugging him, right? Now, their love story is then explained, and they only need three lines to explain it.
Okay.
Right? And it says it all. It says all you need to know and possibly too much.
All right.
This is what it says. Right after we met, I was in the bathroom taking a shh, and she came in and sat on my lap. I was like, no effing way, that's when I knew she was the one.
Right. Okay. What? What?
Exactly.
Hang on.
Exactly.
She came and sat on my lap.
Yes. Whilst he was sitting on the toilet.
Oh, he was snapping one off.
Yeah. You know, fairly different comments on this type of story. A lot of people are saying relationship goals. Some people are saying no.
Sounds, at the very best, it's unhygienic.
Yeah. Who? I? No. Like, relationships, once you start getting close, right, there might be, like, a pee with the door situation open. But I have never, and I'm not saying this can't be you in your relationship, whatever, but I have a strict door-close policy for all the other things, okay? Number two is a strict door-close policy. Why? Why? And she just met him. This was at the start of their relationship. Not even at the end of their relationship.
Yeah.
At the start. And so, she's like, I know what I'm going
to
do.
I'm so in love with him. I can't be away from him for this. You know. To be fair, he was probably, he probably had been on there for about 40 odd minutes. And may have just been avoiding her.
Well, that's what it takes to be a keeper.
Nowadays.
You know, maybe think outside the box.
Yeah.
Think inside the tiny little box of the house.
It's disgusting. Cutler turds who deserve
truly
each
wrong.
Other. Yeah, gross. Cutler floaters.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Kylie Minogue is back with a brand new single. People are saying it will be the song of the summer, question mark? So look, it might be the song of the summer in the US, but then again, it gets so much traction that by the time summer comes around, it is the song of our summer as well.
Okay.
Have you heard it yet?
Is it? What's it called?
Padam Padam.
It's called Padam Padam.
Yeah. I've got it right here for you.
Did she do it with the Wiggles?
No, why? Do they have one too?
They've got famously.
But it's not Papadum, it's just Padam Padam.
Sorry, I've misunderstood.
It's a heartbeat thing.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Anyway, I'll let her explain it. You're going to love this. Here we go. I hear it and I know.
I mean, it's good, but it's no...
Well, yeah, everyone is like
key change.
You. And then, well, here we go.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh, my God. And you're back in the room.
Mm. I was floating above us then.
I could. It was, yeah. Jesus-esque.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back to Kashi. She's missed a spot on the top of my head. No, she nailed it. Don't worry. I'm just joking. Mm. Just jokes. Okay, it's time for some fun facts for you. Let's start with one that you're going to love. I always like to tailor at least one animal-related fun fact
Thank
to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The happier a bird is, the jazzier and more free-form its singing will be.
Oh.
A scooby-da-ba-ba-ba. That is a happy bird.
I'm a scat bird.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, it is.
Don't Google that. People with crocodile tears syndrome, not what you would think.
Okay.
Not those people that are, you know, turn it on in the workplace. It's everybody else's fault.
Yeah. Just specifically triggered.
That's a different
triggered
syndrome. Yeah. Crocodile tear syndrome. People cry while eating because damaged nerve fibers activate their tear glands as well as their salivary glands. So anytime your mouth runs, your eyes run also.
Oh, is it spit coming out your eyeballs?
No, it's...
I wonder.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's
not.
It's okay, so you've answered that question.
Different glands, yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you, Tom.
It's all in the...
No, yeah, it was.
Another one for you. Okay. Ford, great sort of Geelong institution, formerly anyway. Ford uses a robotic bottom, which is even able to sweat, to simulate wear on car seats. It's called Robutt.
Robutt.
Because obviously, you know, they do have to test... You know, the structural integrity of the seats that they're putting in the cars. How do they do that? Don't pay one guy to just sit there.
Oh, you could, though. That's how you can make money if you got a big butt.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't say, you know, just any butt.
Nah, but you'd want one that is, like, when you're testing something, you want to go top at, like, worst case scenario, right?
Worst case? Oh, mate.
No, saying. But I mean, like, you don't get what I'm saying.
You want heavy.
I love a big butt. I'm not disparaging big butts.
Tell me more.
My anaconda. No. Okay.
You know how people on socials that are like in couples and they go to the gym and they're like, couples who work out together.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're wrong. Couples who do unhealthy activities together, lounging, eating junk food and smoking, which I would never recommend, of course, report feeling closer to each other than those who choose to do healthier activities.
Yeah, because trauma bonds people, mate. That's why.
Also, it's easier to sit on the couch with someone than it is to go for a run with someone, isn't it?
And you can't really talk as much when you're running.
Yeah. So what do you reckon?
Whoa.
In 1922, a guy by the name of Sir Alfred Butt was elected the MP for Tooting.
What? Is Tooting a place?
Or yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the UK. It's like a seat in the
UK.
Two
butt fun facts.
Yeah. Oh, there's more. No, there isn't. That's it for the butts.
Okay.
I've got two more facts for you, though. Salmon wasn't used in sushi until the 80s, when Norway produced too much salmon and then launched ad campaigns in Japan to sell some of their excess fish. They were like, love what you've done with it, guys.
Yeah.
Idea.
Yeah.
Salmon.
Yeah.
We've got a ton of it here. Have it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Forget the tuna. It's all about the salmon.
Let's wrap it up in Copenhagen. Rosenborg Castle was used as royal residence in the 17th century, so the 1600s.
Okay.
Right. It had a special chair that if the owners of the house, the royals, if they were to have someone sit in there, would trap a guest. It was called the trouser watering chair. Oh. It would trap a guest through clasps on the armrest. So you've sat in this chair and then they clasp you in.
Yeah, Mr. Burns style.
Yep, and then it automatically pours water on their pants at the front and then release them while sounding a trumpet hidden inside the seat. So it's like...
What am I not getting here?
Clasp your hands. Oh, my God, I can't move. Psh, pour water on your crotch. Unlock your... Da-da-da-da. This guy's peed his pants.
Man. And that comedy still works today.
1600s, they know what it was all about. It's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.